Thank you, John. On to our final set of news stories, including the continuing saga of the St. Stephen's bus station woes and planned improvements for pedestrians at the Five Ways roundabout. An environmental group wants more road space to be set aside for electric vehicles charging points amid worries about the pavement space being lost. The call for Norwich branch of Living Streets comes as almost 50 new publicly accessible charge points are to be installed across city streets. Norfolk County Council confirmed that 46 on-street electric vehicle charging points will be installed in the Nelson, Mancroft, Mile Cross, Sewell, Thorpe Hamlet, Lakenham and Town Close areas. Lucy Hall, who lives in Walpole Street near Chapelfield Gardens, is part of the Norwich branch of Living Streets, which looks to achieve a better walking environment. Miss Hall said that this is a new threat to our public space with more clutter on the pavements. These EV chargers are yet one more thing which could be in the road. It's serving car drivers, so there's no real reason for them to be where people walk every day and clog up the path. The issue becomes particularly bad if people are using wheelchairs or buggies. Living Streets is arguing that they should be built onto a separate section of pavement so the current space isn't lost. The group isn't against electric cars, it's a good improvement on petrol and diesel vehicles, but walking, cycling and public transport need to come first.
New bus stops may have finally arrived in St. Stephen Street, but city folk were left baffled due to timetables being upside down. The £6.1 million revamp of the city centre street caused disruption for 10 months of last year before reopening to buses, bikes and taxis in October. However, it wasn't until last month that bus shelters started to be installed due to supply problems holding up Norfolk County Council's work. Earlier this week, it emerged that the timetables have been installed the wrong way up in all the shelters along the rejuvenated street. 12 new shelters were installed as part of the project, which was described by a number of business leaders and locals as pointless. Steve Morphew, Labour Group leader at the County Council, described the error as par for the course. He added, "The whole project has been shambles from start to finish." A spokesman said the timetables are now the right way up. Council leaders have previously said the new look is something Norwich should be proud of, with new planters and 8 of the new shelters to have living roofs with a mixture of wildflowers on top to help bees and pollinators. However, the new sawtooth bus bays have also been criticised by cyclists as being absolutely lethal.
5G mast approved. Plans for a controversial 5G mast on the outskirts of Norwich have been given the green light, despite worries over its bizarre location. The new 20-metre pole will now be built in Wilberforce Road in the West Earlham area of the city in order to solve mobile internet issues on the city's western outskirts. It comes after Labour County Councillor for the area, Mike Sands, said he found the location of the mast bizarre and asked the 5G company, CK Hutchison Networks, to move it to Cringleford adjacent to the A47. A number of objections were also submitted, raising similar concerns about its impact on the surrounding area. One objector said, "I object to this mast as it is overbearing and unfitting to the surrounding area. The development is in contradiction to a previously expressed view of Norwich City Council to preserve the street scene of Wilberforce Road and deny planning in proximity of trees and highway." While approving the plans on May the 18th, the City Council told the company to ensure its works follows the appropriate tree protection measures and to avoid impacting the road.
A notorious city roundabout that has seen dozens of accidents in recent years is set for major improvements under a £4 million scheme that will be considered. The Heartsease Five Ways roundabout has been blighted by a poor safety record, with 33 recorded accidents between July 2011 and November 2022, including injuries to 15 cyclists and 8 pedestrians. The £4.4 million Norfolk County Council scheme would include a realignment of the roundabout to make it easier to navigate, as well as changes to the lanes that would help to reduce driver confusion and hesitation. The junction would have one clear lane around the roundabout with a single lane entry and exit on each arm, with the aim of reducing excessive speeding. The scheme would also see significant improvements to crossing facilities with zebra crossings for pedestrians and cyclists on all arms of the roundabout.
The long-running St. Stephen saga took another misguided turn as passengers mocked the decision of the poorly placed board. The £6.1 million revamp of the busy city centre street has been subject to disruption, delays and controversy since work began on the 6th of January 2022. Now, thanks to a seemingly misplaced board, bus drivers and passengers are missing stops, adding to the chaos. It comes after a number of issues plagued the development of the bus stops, with the most recent folly being all those timetables being installed upside down.
Thank you, Marianne. We have now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you have enjoyed it.
As usual, we remind you that when you have finished with the recording, turn the address label in the wallet over and pop in the memory stick and drop it in a postbox. Don't forget that you do not have to pay any postage at all, as the postal service is free. We hope you have enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to the whole team of loyal volunteers who have produced it today. The editor with Ian Gorse, and the sound recordist with Simon Pitt. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. The office is not staffed every day, so if there is no reply, please do leave a message on our answer phone, and we will get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. And with that, we hope you've enjoyed this edition of Chatterbox. So for now, it's goodbye from me, Marianne, and
Tony.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.